Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a big thank you to all the individuals. I mean, hundreds of our listeners that joined in on the survey that we had talked about for the last couple of weeks here. Just thank y'all so very much for that. We are going to get and gather all that information, and we will be able to make sure that this podcast here on Love of the Star is giving you exactly what you want as a Cowboys fan and as a listener of the show. So just really, really appreciate all the hundreds of you that took the time to go ahead and fill out that survey. Means a lot to us, and it's going to just going to be better for you and all of us here on the podcast. So a big tip of the cap and a huge thank you. And a reminder that we do have the Love of the Star merch that is out and about. I'm going to be taking Broadus's Love of the Star t-shirt out to him in Oxnard here in the coming days. I've already seen some of our listeners tweeting out some photos of them repping, and they're super comfy shirts. Awesome, awesome stuff. And of course, anyone who did the survey gets 50% off the merch right now. So go ahead and capitalize on that for sure. But we really appreciate you taking the time to do that survey. All right, Broadus, let's go ahead and take a look at the defense. You said day one, more advantage offense, under center, running the football, getting after the defense a little bit. Day two felt like a little bit more advantage defense. Overall, what has stood out to you on the defensive side through two practices?
I'll tell you what, Coach Schottenheimer was talking about, I think it was yesterday, that in the media availability at the podium, that he believed his team was going to be one of the top teams in the league when it came to turnovers, as far as creating turnovers on defense. And so far, so good in his proclamation and then the execution. There was several times that we've seen the last, and if you're an offensive player, you have to be a little bit worried about this, but you know, Donovan Wilson knocking at the ball out of your hand, and then you know, Bland in practice in day one knocking the ball out of Pickens' hands, and you know, Elam with the interception yesterday of Dak Prescott. Matter of fact, it went to the point where after the interception, Dak went over to Elam and asked him, "What did you see? What did I do that made you, you know, play the middle of the field and play the route the way that you did?" And Elam tried to explain what their coverage were in. And, you know, Dak was, to his credit, he was like, "Boy, I got fooled on that one." But this defense is doing a job of punching at balls, being around the ball, you know, and making sure that if there's an opportunity for a turnover, they're there to make it happen. I talked about day one. I didn't think their run fits in helmets and jerseys was as good as it was yesterday. And I think that maybe Eberflus went back. They were able to take the Monday film and coach this up. You saw a little bit more of better gap integrity. You saw Murray, Sanborn, Leofau. You know, they did a much better job. Peyton Turner, they did a much better job of playing the front. like they needed to. And so there was tag off situations. There was a little bit more of a muddy situation where Williams and Sanders and others had had opportunity to run with gaps, and they just, there wasn't there. There were bodies. They had a couple of times where on Monday's practice, Fowler came down inside on a slant, like a slant, just a, you know, just trying to close the gap, beat the block, tackle for loss. Yesterday, Sam Williams playing the left end did the same thing. So they did a much better job of playing the run when it came to being in gaps and being able to tag off when they had the situation. It just, they made it very muddy for the offense to have to deal with that.
That's encouraging. The takeaway stuff, I see a ton of drills where it looks like they're doing
a ton of drills. There's a ton of drills they're doing. They practice a drill on the linebackers. I was watching the linebackers yesterday up in the stands, and they have a drill where their ball is on the ground. So the linebackers drop. So one linebacker gets a catch, gets the interception. The other linebacker runs and picks the ball up off the ground. So you have a ball, there's whatever side they're going to, there's a ball on the ground to that side. So it's flow, interception, go with that ball, and then the second linebacker goes and picks the ball up off the ground like it's a fumble. So yeah, they're clearly working on drills to talk about these things. Or well, try and implement them is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a good thing, because this defense it's not going to have a bunch of stars on it. I mean, we'll see guys hopefully, you know, exceed expectations individually, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of holes just from a personnel standpoint on this defense. And so the one saving grace they can have is if they can be super opportunistic, that could go a long way in really changing the minds of people like me, who I think the defense is going to be the detriment of this team. But if they're going to be getting a bunch of turnovers, that'll be obviously a huge game changer. So that's good. Now, Micah hasn't been really doing much in the way of like actual practicing with the team when they go scrimmage and stuff like that. So who are you seeing like in the starting lineup from a defensive line standpoint?
Well, right now it's been Peyton Turner on one end, and then with Marshawn Nealon on the other. So Nealon's been taken. So that's really kind of how Fowler's been subbing in. We mentioned him. Ezeraku has been subbing in. Ezeraku has been pretty good the last couple of days. You can clearly see that his explosiveness gives these tackles problems. You know, he's along the way, you know, at Boston College, he was a pretty decent run player. I mean, he's a little bit of a bigger guy. This isn't your standard really light guy that can not play the run, and all he does is rush the passer. But as they've started this out, and Peyton Turner has actually shown a couple of different times against, you know, various, you know, the ones and the twos, he's shown where he's had some pass rush. He's looked like he's a little bit more up the field. He's a little bit more, if you want to use the word bendy, because there was times where, you know, Thomas, the tackle or Austin Richards tries to go out on him. And then you see Peyton Turner kind of flip his hips and be able to get sideways, get small, and then get around and get a pressure that way. So he looks a little bit more bendy than he did even playing for the Saints. Worked a little bit more probably on flexibility, but it's really been a rotation of Nealon, Turner, Fowler, and Sam Williams is the ones. And then you get the guys like with Tyrus Wheat and people like that mixed in as well.
How about the linebackers? How's Kenneth Murray, Sanborn, Leah Fowler?
Kenneth Murray, you could tell, is a veteran player. There's been, like, yesterday they were much better at beating the blockers to the point of attack. You know, they were able to – where day one they got caught up a little bit. And then Murray, but he, you could tell, veteran player, he's moving pretty well. Jack Sanborn is really, really smart. You know, and then Maris Leofau continues to do things. Let me tell you, the guy that's actually shown up a little bit is Damone Clark. And I've thrown some dirt on him, you know, in the off season. My LSU guy, I hate to throw dirt on an LSU guy. You know, I know we had a conversation with here or gone kind of, and, you know, Damone Clark was a guy that we kind of said, probably, you know, at the crossroads right now and could be gone. But his first 2 days of practicing have actually shown up pretty solid for him. You know, he looked like that he's seeing it better and getting to the ball, whereas before it, his instincts were not always great. But it appears that, like I say, first couple of days, he's been making some plays that he probably normally wouldn't make tagging off on these backs.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, I think that's
– and playing in coverage too, by the way. Playing in coverage. So Maris Leofau is the one that shows up in coverage of all the linebackers. He always finds ways to kind of make plays. But they're going with a combination, like with Buddy Johnson. You'll see number 23 out there. They were running him. Matter of fact, I wrote it down in my notes with the way that the linebacker combinations were going. Yeah, it was Buddy Johnson and Damone Clark were backup linebackers, number two. And then Maris Leofau was running with the threes, but he runs with the ones when, you know, they do like nickel stuff or they play base. But he was running with the threes along with Darius Harris, who they got, the special teams player. And then on the fourth line was Justin Barron. And then also then Shamar James, the rookie. So that's kind of the combinations that they've been using at the linebacker spot.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like the Eberflus impact could be huge. He's obviously...
Well, he's coaching the linebackers. I mean, you know me, I was asking for Clayton Adams to be the offensive line coach.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get over that side of the field, and I'm going to try and get over there. The media, they've limited where we can stand in certain areas. And usually you used to be able to stand behind the offensive and defensive lines and learn something. Now you have to be over on the side. So today I'm going to go over and see if Clayton Adams, in fact, is coaching the line. But Matt Eberflus is, at least what I watched yesterday when they were doing individual drills, Matt Eberflus was coaching the linebackers.
That's beautiful. That's his wheelhouse for sure. So that's probably having a lot to do with guys like Damone Clark. Just seeing things maybe a little bit better. Eberflus is one hell of a linebackers coach for sure. We've seen that firsthand here in Dallas. So, all right, very good. Now, how about the back end? I know Deron Bland only has practiced one out of the 2 days. Like we said earlier, he had a baby, so he wasn't at practice yesterday. Kyir Elam got the interception. Mm-hmm. So you're getting Kamon Hall. You're getting Andrew Booth. You're getting Kalen Carson. How are these corners looking? Because that's obviously a huge question mark.
Well, there's been some passes that we haven't seen the real vertical game from the Cowboys. It's been yesterday was really a quick game. The one guy that seems to want to throw the ball down the field is Joe Milton, and he's kind of been a little inaccurate at times doing that. But yeah, you know, we've seen where I think there's been some good and some bad. I shouldn't say bad or poor from Carson. I know in day one, he got beat on a double move from Cropper that he gambled on a play. Booth had a nice play. The play that Pickens got hurt on where he had the cramp in his leg, that was a play where Booth broke up the pass. But they're running Hall as the first nickel, and then Izzy McQuamu is the second nickel, is what they're doing. So yeah, it's and then Carson, as you mentioned, is getting a lot of work, and then Elam. So that's kind of where they've tried to do some things with this secondary is, and we really haven't seen them. We haven't seen any one-on-ones or anything where they're getting challenged that way with the downfield. There's been the catches that some of these guys, I mean, now I will say this, and I was talking about Span Ford and stuff. You know, there was a ball that was thrown to him over top of a linebacker. There was a ball that was thrown down the field that went over the top of another route that went over the top of Wilson, the safety. So it hasn't been the corners breaking down. It's been, you know, a linebacker breakdown or a separation or a safety with some separation.
Okay. And the safeties, has it been Malik Hooker, Donovan Wilson? I saw Donovan Wilson.
Yeah, it's been, and then, turnover. and a lot of Wanye Thomas and Bell in coverage in day one was really very good. You know, when they were running the boots and the waggles where they were trying to move everybody's eyes, there was time when Bell, like he hung right there with Span Ford and Milton had nowhere to throw the ball. So, you know, that part of it, but Wanye Thomas has been getting a lot of work there. And also though Bell has been getting a lot of work, I haven't really, really noticed. And I know during camp, Elijah Clark, and during the mini camps and OTAs, it seemed like everybody was talking about, oh, Elijah Clark getting work with the ones, getting work with the two. I didn't really notice Elijah Clark all that much in some of these drills.
He's the undrafted guy to Syracuse, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man. Marquise Bell. That, I love that because I don't know. There's just something about Marquise Bell that I like. I feel like he could be a really solid player for you.
Yeah.
So hearing him making plays, that's encouraging. All right. Well, there's a little look at the defense, and now I'll go ahead and tee up some questions for you, Broadus, just about the team in general. You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles.
Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.